Easter Sunday. While Mama exercised to nuns praying rosary on the Catholic channel, leg lifts to each Hail Mary, lunges at each Our Father, Dad ignoring her, absorbed in online conspiracy theories, my kids dug backyard dirt where the neighbor's cat kept pissing. My new husband had gone to buy ham that I could stick in the oven and send westward through photos to my ex-in-laws, expressing the care with which I took my family, preserving tradition. I'd forgotten where we packed last year's confetti eggs, so the hunt was cancelled. But I remembered to kiss my husband when he came back with a grocery store honey-baked, wrapped in shiny pink foil. Browning sugar filled the house with more than droning nuns and occasionally, "The fucking government's bailing out the banks again!" The cheese was crisping. For the kids, I passed the ham off as bacon, slicing a few pieces frying pan thin. As the strips sizzled as appetizers on a plate, Dad from behind his screen nodded approval of my kitchen work. Relieved, I began carving the rest, readying it for plates. We'd eat at the table together, with placemats. And that's when I saw it. The entire bottom of our sweetly coated Easter ham was green and molding. "Spit it out! It's bad!" I yelled into the living room, scooping the poison from my family's mouths. You know that feeling of déjà vu? It was almost like that. How I've read time can decouple till we're split from ourselves. But sometimes we get stuck. My husband took the ham back and got a roasted chicken and a bouquet of flowers, but I couldn't stomach anything else. Instead, I rocked in my grandmother's chair, watching for signs of food poisoning. The kids ate mac and cheese, and Mama had a shake. Dad tried the broccoli, shouting between bites about drones. "I don't get it," my husband said. "I can usually smell decay from a mile away." I couldn't stop crying.